Blog Talk Radio.
The world premiere podcast.
That's the attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premiere podcast, The Attic. Co-producer. Oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger.
He real tight with God.
Baby girl.
Oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro.
He funny.
Nurse Carmen. She be keeping it real. And Sister Tippy.
Got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Good evening. It's Wednesday night. It's 9 o'clock, and I got all my brothers and sisters with me. Hey, it's co-producer from Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio with the premier podcast, The Attic. Again, we're not as big as the Breakfast Club yet, but Charlamagne, we're coming at you, kid. We want to share that spotlight with you. Hey, but listen, tonight we got a, first of all, before I even go into the show, let me make sure I'm fully armed here. Brother Messenger, you with me?
I'm here, bro.
All right. Baby sis, you with me?
I'm here, my brother.
All right. Nurse Carmen?
Yes, I am.
Yo, baby, bro.
I'm present.
Okay, now see, I got my muscle with me, man. What's up, A-Dub?
What's happening?
All right.
I thought the tornadoes knocked you out, man.
Nah, what's this? Nothing stops the podcast, man. There's a rule. We gonna podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got my muscle with me in case y'all start any shit tonight. In case I got any secret Donald Trump supporters. Yeah, because tonight... Again, the title of the show was "Let's Talk a Stroll Down Pennsylvania Avenue." Again, let's not take a stroll. We're gonna talk about some shit tonight that's going on in the nation's capital. And again, it's political, but the shit is so unreal. It's very comical. It's sad as shit. Now, don't get me wrong. Our goal is to entertain you with some bullshit, but when you sift through the bullshit, it's some real shit going on in our nation's capital with our chief executive right now, and some shit that somebody needs to check. Again, tonight, as we talk a stroll down Pennsylvania Avenue, I'm going to start the conversation off. I'm going to start the conversation off with the top dog for the night. And that's my man, Bobby Mullen. Because I got to tell you, I guess Mullen shot back. Oh, and in fact, just so you know, the theme for tonight is Trump versus somebody. And tonight we're going to go with Trump versus Mullen as a start off. Well, I guess Bobby shot back long enough and heard how they bastardized and butchered all that damn work that he did. He said, how you going to get this motherfucker 500-page report, and he reduced that shit to 2. Mueller felt, he felt insulted, man. Like, I did all that damn work, and all he going to come back with is 2 pages. I'm talking about Barr in this case. But Mueller said today, he said, listen, we going to stop the bullshit. The position I was in does not and will not allow me to charge the president with shit. That wasn't my job. See, I understand the Constitution. I understand Department of Justice rules and regulations. He said, but I told y'all many times that I can't say he's innocent, but I can't say he's guilty. Now, let me tell you something. Does that not sound like he guilty? If I can't say he's innocent, then the only other choice is he's guilty. But he's saying, I can't say that. And then he sent his shit over to the president's right hand man Barr, and Barr chopped that shit up. But Mueller said, I'm tired of sitting in the background, listen to y'all say a whole lot of shit that I never said in my report. So I want to know what's your feelings on how Mueller is responding to, hey, listen, I told y'all how to get this shit right, because he pretty much called the man a crook. And before I even take comments, here's my main concern about this whole goddamn presidential collusion type shit. You fucking with the Russians, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's some real shit. That ain't like you having sex in your office. I mean, don't get me wrong. When you start looking on a scale of bad to worse, I mean, how much worse can you get? Just the thought of our goddamn president is working in favor with the Russians. Now, I understand the Cold War is over, but those the Russians are like our sworn enemies forever. I mean, we can have buddies with everybody, but the Russians, come on, man. And I don't mean they got to be enemies. They just ain't never supposed to be invited and partake in the shit that everybody else do, if you know what I mean. So all this bullshit going on now, we've got a report that says our president had a hand in it. And again, everybody know that, except for his camp. And they holding on. And Mueller also said that's some bullshit when Trump was saying, I've been exonerated. No, that's not what he did. He said, I told y'all in that damn report, I can't accuse him. But damn it, he go to papers. You can. Now, do your job. That's what he said to Congress. So what do you think about that Mueller's report? And do you think that, I don't know, what's your feelings on that? What should be happening right now? Don't nobody know nothing? Hold on. My bad. Hold on.
Said y'all need a new DJ. I'm your man.
You're in prison.
It's a minor challenge for an alcoholic.
All right, now let's get the show popping, man.
I believe that what we're witnessing is Trump had everything set up, and by putting Barr in place so that he could be his fall guy if necessary, and also this guy was put in place to do Trump's dirty work, and it's just normal business to Trump. His dealings with Russia was more financial than anything before he went into the White House. So I guess in his eyes, this is just another business deal.
Right.
And I think that a lot of what's happening with him, where people are saying, well, we're not going to he's taken sides with them, because these guys don't want to get caught up in the mess and end up having to go to jail. So, I mean, that's to Trump, this is just business. It's not politics. He brought business into the White House, and that's all it is.
And you know, when he ran on his campaign, he campaigned on being such a outstanding businessman. But as we I'm getting some feedback from somewhere too. But he ran on his campaign. He ran as this great businessman, and as we're now seeing, all that was a force also. But again, and I'm going to take a sidestep here, and I'm going to say to the nation, you got what the fuck you asked for. You got what you asked for. Because again, the only good thing I can say about that president, the only good thing I can say about that president is he full of shit, and he told you he full of shit, and if you didn't hear his message, then you just wasn't listening. I mean, he stayed the same through his whole campaign. And again, for that, I give him props. I'm sorry, I do. Now he did what he did to collude and rig the election. But again, he told you from the beginning, I'm Donald Trump. I'm the Trump. And if you vote for me, this is what you get. And you voted for him, and this is exactly what you get. And I really don't know why anybody is surprised. I don't. But, you know, getting back to that Mueller report, you know, like I said, Mueller said he sat down for months, for years, as they say in New York, for years, and put this shit together. He said, and this mug over here gonna reduce that shit. Are you still with me? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I sound like I lost audio. Yeah, he said he gonna reduce that shit to 2 pages. No, that's not what I said. He said, listen, I told y'all I can't say he's guilty, but I sure as hell ain't saying he's innocent. Now, how somebody gets total exoneration out of that kind of shit just blows my mind.
I guess this is the new norm. I mean, it's almost like we're living in the Twilight Zone. I guess this is the new norm, where, well, you've seen throughout Trump's whole administration, he says and does things that he wants, and it seems like the media keeps allowing it to even exist, and I do believe that they do that as a buffer for everything else that's going on. So I think the media has a lot to play into it also. I mean, so that conversation does come up while they do something behind our backs, like win this election again, to be honest with you.
Well, and you know, again, what I just have a hard time understanding is, again, he's got his base supporters. Nobody can deny that. But his base supporters don't outnumber the population. And I just don't – I personally see – any damn Democrat defeating him in this election. I think that he's doing a damn good media spin, keeping his ass up in the numbers. But honestly, I think any Democrat, I think even his most of his supporters are tired of his shit. Yeah, we were going to ride with you to an extent, President, because we thought you was going to put the niggers back in their place. But we suffer just like the niggers, man. So therefore, we gonna have to cut off on you and take another route. But I tell you what, though, you got 737 Democratic candidates, and what do you got? 2 Republicans. Only one person even thinking about challenging them. So
exactly,
I'm saying I don't know what he do. But whatever he's doing when it comes to that straight gangster shit, he's doing it very well. He's doing it very well.
But even after Mueller did his press conference this morning and spoke and said that he never exonerated him, and even after all of that, Trump still tweeted out that he was completely exonerated, that Mueller exonerated him again. And that is not what Mueller said. So I just think that he says and just does whatever he wants in spite of, because Mueller clearly did not exonerate him. And he turned right around and tweeted, again, Mueller exonerates me. And that is not what he did. So he's just on some other stuff. Just that's just what he does. Because that's
like
clearly not what Mueller said.
It's almost like he thinks
but
that he's
he turned
king
around and he tweeted out that Mueller exonerated him. And that
right,
is not
like,
what Mueller said in that press conference. It is not what he said.
It's almost like
so
he thinks
I think
that he's
the media
king.
I think the media needs to do more addressing him immediately when he says something that's not correct. He needs to be checked immediately. Like right then and there, when he says something wrong that is not true, it needs to be addressed and corrected immediately, and that's something that the media does not do. They let his lie linger, and it's not checked immediately. Like even when he's being interviewed by the press, he can lie, and no one corrects him immediately. They don't do it. They let him lie, and nobody checks that.
If anybody checks it, he kicks them out. He kicks them out the room. So,
but yet
right.
on the Congress floor, somebody yelled
right.
out to Obama, "You lie."
Exactly.
And to me, that was unheard of. When they yelled out to Obama on the Congress floor,
right.
Does anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Say that again.
It was during the Senate. Does anybody? I think this is when Obama was still president.
Yeah.
And one of the congressmen or a senator yelled out
yeah.
to President
yeah.
Obama that he was a liar.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah,
and that's unheard of. That's never
Man.
That has never been done or said
what
to
about
a,
that?
Or said to a president.
What about the Congress lady who told Obama, "Meet me on the tarmac and I'll beat your ass"? No, I'm just messing
yeah.
around. He had that little one-on-one conversation on the tarmac. She called him out and said, "You
so,
meet
I
me
mean,
on the tarmac."
So, I mean, these are things that people, I mean, so it can be done is the point that I'm making. And the fact that he has told so many lies that it is just ridiculous. They have, like, it's in the thousands now, the count for him. It's just up in the thousands now, the fact of how many lies he's told. So it's to the point now where he needs to be checked, because what happens is he tells a lie and he says it and it's put out there and people hear it and people believe it. And then they don't correct
right.
it until the next day. The truth is put out the next day. But by then the damage is done.
Did anyone see the latest that just happened over in Japan with the McCain ship? There's a McCain battleship that's over there right now. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, battleship or whatever the case may be, but it's a ship that's dedicated to the late Senator McCain. Its name is written on it. Trump had that ship hidden while he's over in Japan. He had the sailors that wear the uniform that has McCain written on the hat have the day off, and the media is talking about this. This just hit the news before you came online today, tonight, Kenny. This
what
is what he did in Japan, and he did not want to see that ship. He is so upset at the fact that McCain outdid him that even in death, this man cannot take an L. So he wants that ship hidden. Everyone needs to see this. And like we were saying earlier about the media is talking about this. Nobody's saying this is wrong. That's disgraceful. How disgraceful is that?
Well, the fact that he talked about Obama and he was talking about, Biden, while he was over in Japan. Like, you don't even – that's supposed to be unheard of, the fact that you
unheard
would be,
of.
He's talking about Biden and that that – what's that other guy? That Kim Jong, whatever his name is?
Yes.
You're
yes,
praising him, but
Kim
Jong-un. You were going off on Biden.
That's insane.
Well, like
he
I said,
is insane.
This is our chief executive officer. And again, acting in a manner that's unheard of, but I have to say to you, America as a nation, if the right powerful people were not backing this bullshit would not be allowed to go on. So again, we can talk Donald Trump only because, again, he's the face guy, but trust me, there is a sinister plan behind all this shit with him, and again, it ain't just him. It's some shit that's deeply rooted in this nation that they trying to get fixed while they have a puppeteer who's very entertaining in the White House, drawing your attention from what's really going on. And I really do mean what's really going on.
But Kenny, do you think we can ever go back to being normal again? Seriously? I'm worried about that. Are we going to go back
it's
to being normal?
It's going to take some time because you got to remember
–
you got to remember, all the evidence, now again, all the evidence seems to point that our president colluded with Russians. Now, I got to tell you something just from a day or two that I've spent in the military. When you have a president colluding with Russians, if it is found to be true, then you have to know there are layers, and I do mean layers, of agents now working in our government. And it's going to take a minute to do a mole hunt to get rid of them. because you just don't walk into the president's office and become attached to Russians in that manner. That just don't happen. There's levels to this shit. And if they reach the top office, again, I say if they reach the top office, then we have multiple layers of agents that are going to probably be congressmen working in our House and in our Senate that have loyalty to Russia.
And that's why it's going to be hard.
That's why they all sitting quiet. That's why nobody's saying
right.
anything. And they're allowing a lot of stuff.
It's going to be hard to go back to what we consider to be normal also. I don't see it. I don't see a president change making that much of a difference, because I think so much has been spoiled already. I mean, seriously. And so many things have been allowed to go on. It's like,
but we're
like
a resilient nation.
This up to be the new norm.
You know, we are a very resilient nation most of the time.
I hope so.
Behind some evil shit that we've already done. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're a bounce back nation. And if nothing else, man, I just hope that this bullshit we had to go through these 4 years brings the nation together. Now, again, I know that right now we seem very separated, but I will say in a lot of the skirmishes that you see pertaining to the white supremacists or whatever, you see the crowd that's against their actions, multicultural. You know what I'm saying? So it's not you don't see the black and white confrontation. You see the white supremacist confrontation against a mixed demographics of people. So again, that's got to be a good thing if you look for something good in all this bullshit.
But the hate is real out here, and Kenny. Like,
oh, no doubt.
It really is. It really is.
Brown and black people, and
it really is.
And it seems like they've gotten a lot stronger with this. You know what I'm saying? And it's because of this president in the White House. And I hope that the next president, I hope in 4 years, I hope that he can do it in less than four. You know what I'm being? Be honest with you. I mean. Because I think that so much has been damaged, and I think that we set up a new norm in this country, and the United States. I really believe that, and it's scary.
It is scary.
Can I say this?
Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's really a new norm. I just think whatever it is that Teflon got on them, they just scared, and they're happy to have one of theirs in charge. So it's not a new norm, because I guarantee you, as soon as he gets out, everybody going back to the way it used to be when he gets out. But they're going to ride it till the wheels fall off right now. And so that's all that they're doing is just playing the game. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's a new norm as long as Trump is in. But I guarantee you, as soon as Trump gets taken out, Congress is going to come together and they're going to write some laws. Because they know what a mess it was, and they ain't going to let it happen again.
In other words, now they
got something on them.
They're going to do their job.
What about all the exposed racists who were sitting back before, and now what are they going to do? Seriously, there's a lot of racists that have been sitting back, and now they just walking around like and with flaming signs and everything. What are they going to do?
Watch it. I'm going to give you that I'm sorry speech. I made some bad decisions, and I'm going to hope that you continue to elect me. And most of the racists that's in Congress right now, the people they represent are glad they're racist. So they're not really in jeopardy of a whole
lot. That's where they are, right.
Right.
Well, because you got to remember, if you are a racist, let's just say, for instance, you are pro-black to the black of the black of the black of the black, and your ass get elected down in South Carolina. All right. You bring your pro-black ass down there, you might slide in for... hold on. You might slide in for one term, but you're not getting reelected. So you have to represent somewhat of the climate of the people that's in your area. You know, again, they're going to do... voter zoning laws to try to make sure that your area stays populated with your people. But, you know, if you are a racist and you represent those who have racist views, then they're going to continue to vote you in. And these are the people right now that Donald Trump seems to mesmerize.
Gravitate. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, that one guy that spoke up against that one Republican, he seems like he might do okay. I mean, I know they're going to come at him. They're going to come at him hard with everything they got as far as trying to get him voted out when he runs again, Trump and the rest of those Republicans, because he spoke out against them. But that little town hall he did, he had quite a few people there that seemed to be supporting him.
What's his name?
Amish or whatever? What's his last name? What is his name?
Hold on.
He's like the only Republican that's going up against, that's standing against Trump.
He's pretty.
He did a town hall to try to explain the Mueller report and what he, you know, what the findings were, to let them know that he is actually guilty and that there was collusion. And I really thought that was pretty, you know, I had to applaud him for that, because right now he is the only Republican that's speaking out against him. And, you know, they're all pissed off with him right now, but he's the only one that took a stand, like I said, against him so far, to say that it's wrong and that Trump should be impeached.
Listen to this, though. As soon as he started picking up points in the poll... Watch this. Right now, he doesn't concern the Donald. But let him start picking up points in the poll. Then all of a sudden, he's gonna be scheduled to be on a news interview, and they just can't find him no more.
I think he's very educated. Nah. I think he comes from money himself. So, I mean, I don't think he can be bought off or anything like that. I want to say he's from, I don't think he's from this country.
Watch this.
But
everybody could be bought off. I just think Obama's price was too high.
Well, I mean, he has, let me put it like this. He seems to have strong beliefs. Yeah. He believes in the Constitution, because they said that he was explaining the Constitution to people and, like, trying to get them to understand so they would know about how impeachment works and things like that. So he's really has strong beliefs in what it is that he's doing, and that, you know, he feels that the Republicans and how they're doing this and how they're going about it and backing Trump is really wrong, because they know the Constitution and know better, and they're not following their duties on what they were elected for.
But you see, you know, one of the problems in this last election was that a lot of Democrats actually went over and voted Republican. Now, you see what I'm getting at? See, so that is something that whatever side you're up, you're going to have to try to win that back. As a Democrat, can you imagine a lifelong Democrat switched over this last election and went and voted for Trump, and now you're going up against that? So,
well, they hated Hillary just that much. That's why they just hated Hillary just that much.
But I'll tell you what, though,
that goes to show you the power of persuasion and what these people felt that they were more aligned with. When we go back to that racism, that whatever it was that he struck with people, it made them switch their political party. That's crazy to me. It's really crazy.
You know, and then on top of that
racism was always there. Sometimes they bury it. They had to bury it because they couldn't show it. You know what I'm saying? But then they got a true front man that came along
came
and started
right
tearing
out.
Shit up. You got to remember, before Trump came along, they was doing this shit, but they was doing it like in a little small increments moves that they was doing. And then when Trump came along, he like they front man, and he telling them, go ahead, get your fuck up on. And that's what they doing. With the abortion shit and all that, they don't give a fuck no more.
Most people don't talk about who they vote, who they voted for. But I've actually personally spoke to people I know that are Democrats that says, oh, this election I voted Republican. And I'm looking at these people like, look, you must be out your goddamn mind. You know what I'm saying? But this is real. And that's something that's something that I never really really looked at, and to say that what was I missing, or what are we seeing, or are they seeing that we don't see? And it, I really don't.
Because
you know,
when that person comes along and convinces you to vote against your best interest, and if you think deep in your heart, if you think that okay, you're taking on some other people, you're gonna vote against your best interest to get at them other people because you think you're hurting them, but in truth, you're hurting yourself. And Trump just flipped all that around.
And believe it or not, people may not understand that your political party that you side with has a great impact on a lot of things in your life. I don't know if you know that on your deed to your home, it's public knowledge when you're selling your house that your political affiliation is noted on the public web. Can you imagine if you are a Democrat and you're selling your home, a Republican may not want to buy your home. People don't realize how important that is when they side with a political party. They don't realize the strength that has. And I think that now we're just realizing that. But I don't know if it's too late. That's my concern. If you're a Democrat, you may sway your judgment to buy that house from a Republican. I don't know, right? Think about it, and vice versa.
Yeah, but
is,
I mean,
that's
you know.
Serious. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Finish the thought.
I said that's how serious that affiliation is. People need to take note of that. When I start looking at things from that perspective, it almost makes you see, you know, the power that you have. But I don't think that a lot of people, you know, use it. Even like we were saying earlier about in the media has a lot to do with that. I believe that they're persuading us in such a way that we're getting to the point where this is exactly what I guess Republicans need. They need to have this turmoil going on so that they can do other things. They can slide in. They can take away all those morals. You know, it's driving us off our morals.
And let me tell you, when we just talk about sliding in, as we kind of transition for a minute, they sure trying to slide this new abortion bill in.
Yeah, that's my point.
They trying to keep you occupied with the Mueller and everything else. And
more states are getting involved with it at the same time this is going on. I'm telling you.
I gotta ask the panel. Well, I'm sorry, I gotta ask the panel because we have females on the panel. As a female, what's your take on it's illegal to get an abortion? You could possibly go to jail. What is it? The doctor could possibly be charged with murder. I mean, what's your take on that, my female cast members?
Ms. Harmon, you want to speak on that, or you want me to go first? Or
go ahead, somebody go. Well, my feelings on that is, I think that somebody gonna go.
No, I was just gonna say that I think that's crazy that you have a 25. What is it? 25 white men? Just 25 men, or however many men that is.
All men, right?
All men. You know, regardless of whatever the color they are, just all men. Period. Deciding what women are going to do with their bodies. I just think that that's absolutely crazy. And the fact that they're telling you what you can do with your body and with this, you know, with the child, whether it's 8 weeks, 6 weeks or whatever, but then once the child gets here, they give you no assistance or anything to help you with the child. So you're saying you're pro-life, you know, or pro-choice, but then when the child, like I said, when the child gets there, they give you no assistance or anything to help you with the child. So you're really not pro-life at all. You're pro-fetus. is what you are, but you're not pro-life. The choice should just be to the woman, that it's your body, it should be your choice.
I agree.
See, that's
period.
My feelings on that. And again, I have to ask the question again. What could be so, I mean, what's the whole underlying point behind I'm going to tell you what to do with your body? What is that? Is that about increasing the population? I really want to understand.
And
what's
I'll tell
the real
you what else is
that?
Really mind blowing to me too. You're going to lock the doctor up for 99 years, so you're going to lock a doctor up, but you won't even arrest the officers that shoot and kill these unarmed black men. But you're going to lock the doctor up for 99 years.
Well,
but
now
you
we
won't
gotta,
even lock up these. I don't even get that.
So a doctor, hold on. Let me recap for a quick minute, brother A-Dub. So a doctor could get 99 years for performing an abortion on a fetus, but
mm-hmm.
A police officer will get a paid vacation for killing an unarmed black man. Now, where's the justice
suspension.
There?
He won't even get suspended. That's
no,
what I said.
Put him on,
you're right.
Yeah.
You heard me right.
They put them on administrative leave, so that means they're getting paid.
That is correct.
So,
you heard me correct.
So you, so you have to ask yourself, where's the justice here?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
My take on it, I don't want to sound like some Dr. Frankenstein, but could it be that, well, the odds against it, as the sister said earlier, when minority women have children and it's no assistance for them, so that would mean that those children are doomed from the start. So they're going to end up in incarcerated. So now
they are making sure that we breed enough individuals
to
keep our prison system. Wow,
that's what I believe, and in the process, you're going to be breeding white women as well having children. So, are you going to increase the white population by doing that? Because isn't the odds stated that more blacks go to prison and browns than whites? So you're going to have
minorities. Minorities.
Right.
It's
so
the
you're
minorities.
Going to increase a white part. Like I said, I don't want to sound like Dr. Frankenstein or Nibbler or any one of them German Nazis, because that's exactly what they did. They controlled the population. They did. They got rid of homosexuals, people that had mental disabilities, anything that was not pure. They destroyed, and they wanted only a pure German race, right? And
that's
anybody
what
else was waste. What was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but some of them, they were still doing that. They just did it, you know, behind closed doors.
Yeah,
but they got rid of
listen,
the obvious
you always,
ones.
You're always going to have some faults in it. I'm not. I hope this isn't the answer. I hope I'm not right. But it sounds like some Dr. Frankenstein stuff to me. That's all I'll say. It really does.
And you know what? When we keep on the theme of Pennsylvania Avenue, and if we watch the minstrel show, we're going to miss some other things. When you said about the getting rid of homosexuals, here's another new law that they're trying to pass. Transgenders are not being allowed. They can be refused right admission. Excuse me. Transgenders can be refused admission into homeless shelters.
See what
now,
I'm
what
saying?
Kind of shit is that? Well, I mean, what kind of shit is
see
that?
See what I'm saying? That's the same thing the Nazis, except the Nazis was gassing them. That's the same thing they were doing.
See, that they was.
This is all
same
about,
thing,
as
man.
Trump said, this is just what Trump said, make America great again.
Make
this
America
is during
great
the
again.
Time when the white man ruled everything.
That's right. And putting all
that's
these,
what make
all
America
these,
great again is all
right.
about.
That's what it's about. That's
but you
what
know what? So
about.
Watch it. But you, I'm sorry the way I'm about to say this. But you know what makes this so goddamn sad? It's enough for everybody to have more than they even fucking want, man. For you to be concentrating on just keeping a race of generation of people down when you have more than plenty. It's not like it's just one cookie and it's a survival of the fittest. You already got billions and millions. What the fuck more could you possibly want? You want to be so rich.
You want it all.
You got it all.
More.
Ain't no damn more. Ain't no more. You got it all.
Yours
ain't no more.
And everybody else's too. That's what they want. Every
That's what makes this so fucked up, man. Even right now, with the uneven distribution of wealth in this nation, again, we still living. And you want to make that even worse than what it is right now? I mean, I don't know. That's just some sick-ass shit, man. And it goes to show how Western culture, man, we have just embraced the whole concept of fucking greed. And we never, there's never enough. There's never, you could have a hundred gazillion billion dollars, and that's not enough. And again, as long as that seems to be the spirit in this nation, again, we're going to be fucked up for a while.
Well, it's that superior. And they want to be superior also, you know. It's that, you know, that elite,
you know,
that elitist, that superior.
You know, I've been to Costa Rica, and they have a saying over there. When you're in Costa Rica, everybody says to you, puro vida, that means pure life. And I wondered why they say that. And you know why they say that? Because they look at life, what life is, what they have in their backyard. They have a mango tree. They have this. They have that. They live off of that. And they said that's what life is. That's what life gave them. I mean, it's something to see. Like, they don't have a lot. But what they have, they don't mind sharing. And they live off what the life gives them. And it's something to see. I would definitely tell you all that something that you should, if you have not seen it, you should really experience it, being over there and just seeing how those people live. They don't even have a military. They don't even have but they put their money into education and into medicine. And I ain't seen nobody over there hustling. I've been to a lot of different Caribbean countries and so forth, but nobody was even hustling you. You can walk in the tourist area, and nobody hustling you because of that pure vida. They have pure life. I'm telling you, if I could put that shit in a bottle and sell it, I will. That's the God's honest truth. It's something to see. I wish they had that. I wish, you know, Kenny, let me tell you something. I was walking around Costa Rica so free, I went into a damn UPS building because, you know, I work for UPS. I went into a UPS building, walking around, just posting, taking pictures, me and my son. Pure life, dude. It was something that I admire that concept. Dude, we'll never have that here. We'll never be grateful for what we have. Everybody wants more, bigger this, more that. Nobody even knows what that's all about.
Because through generations, we've been taught that we never have enough. Again, we are, as a nation, again, enough is never enough. There is no such word as enough. You'll probably never hear rich people say, okay, I have enough. I mean, that don't exist.
Does it?
So as long as a nation, we want to have more, way more than anybody else. And I'm sorry, if you've got billions of dollars and you're in your 80s, let's just say your 70s, 80s, there's no fucking way possible you're going to spend that money, man. Why not? I'm sorry. Why not give that shit away, man? I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, you in the billions. Bless your family, 6-7 generations deep, and you still going to have money left over. Why not give that shit away? I know we kind of jumped off subject here, but it's just sad sometimes when I sit back and think about the state of this nation, as racism is on the rise. You know, people are being emboldened by the message that comes off Pennsylvania Avenue. And I just have to ask myself, I mean, why is it, man? I wish that somebody could just sit down and you just tell me why you hate me, man. Just why is it? And then let's talk about it, because I guarantee you, you have no reason to hate me. But again, I've got plenty of reasons to be angry at your ass. I got hey, plenty of reasons to be angry at you, but you have no reason to hate me. Go ahead with it.
Can we segue into that what happened in Mississippi, please? But with that woman pull that gun out on them, on that couple. You've seen this. I know everybody heard of this one, right? It just happened. Kenny, I send you that link.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah. Now, I was talking with my wife about that, and I said, is this happening more, or is it just being filmed? You know what I'm saying? It'll be since Trump got in the White House. Is Trump making this acceptable that you go to a park? I mean, what was this? A campground, and you get rolled up on by a woman with a pistol in her hand. She jumps out of her truck, pulls a pistol out on him. And it turned out that brother was a soldier. And he said, I've been overseas in Iraq or wherever. He said, and no one pulled a gun on me. And here I am just sitting in the park, sitting in the campground, me and my wife, and I'm having a gun pulled on me. And that woman, all she got was she was fired from the job. She ain't going to get no charge or nothing. That's normal right there. To just pull out. And this lady, you seen the picture of this heifer, right, Kenny? I should, you know. That sickened me to see that.
I didn't hear about this. What happened? Yeah. This was in Mississippi?
In Mississippi.
Yeah,
go ahead, Kenny. Explain the story,
yeah.
Please.
In Mississippi, there was a white lady who, at a campground.
She's
manager
at
a campground. Go ahead and tell the story, eh?
Okay. This in Mississippi, a woman who managed a campground approached a black couple that happened just to be sitting on a bench in the park. She, without any warning, she drove up and she brandished a gun. She had a gun, a pistol in her hand. She pulled it out of her pocket and pointed at them and said, "What are you doing here?" And she said, and the brother and the sister, they started filming it. They said, "Excuse me, we were just sitting here, you know." And she said, "Well, you're not supposed to be here. This is private, something, and it's not private property. It is, if you're going to be there, you have to have a permit." So she said, "Okay, no problem with that. But none of this calls for you to pull out, you know, your gun like that on us." And she said, "I don't care. I want you out of here." And she
put the gun because we out here didn't have reservations for a lake that we didn't even know.
Sorry, go
right.
ahead.
We didn't know that. All you had to do was tell us.
Hold on 1 second, y'all. Listen, can you hear that?
We didn't know. All you had to do was tell us to leave. We would have left. You did not have to pull a gun.
And she had it in her pocket.
Right.
Yes.
She bust out on him. And she pulled her gun out like it was nobody's business. And now, you know, all she got, so they say, the campground fired her. But she ain't getting no charge for that. Ain't nothing. She probably get a pat on the back. You know what I'm saying? And that's a lesson to let everybody know. Black, you don't come up in here straight. And with the sad part of it was that this boy he's a soldier, Kenny. That's what got me. This is a soldier. He just he said that in the interview, he said that he had been overseas and hadn't had a gun pulled on him. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's North America.
This was like a regular park or a camping ground.
A regular park. Yeah, they was just sitting there chilling. Was it? They didn't have no loud music
chilling.
Playing. They
no
was just in there
music.
Chilling. Yeah, just doing what campers do.
They weren't even burning. They weren't even burning. I mean, they were just sitting there.
See, but you got to remember. You got to remember this. There was a time when white people can roll up on black people and do that.
Jesus.
And black people would just look down because you couldn't make eye contact, and they would shoo you away. If a white person came around and told you, "Get from around here, boy," that boy would get from around there, else he knew what would happen.
And you know, and again, those were some sad-ass times in our history. But again, I just don't understand what the fuck motivates anybody that I'm going to hate you for having a good time, or I'm going to hate you for being alive. Just because of the color of your skin, man. I mean, that's I don't know. Only way I could really describe that with full use of the English language is that's just fucked up.
The only thing, like I'm saying,
it's not about the color of your skin. It's about being feeling superior over you. They feel superior. They want to feel superior.
The only thing that would satisfy me in this whole story, if there was a history of this white woman doing that same thing to some white people, that's the only thing that would make me satisfied. But y'all know that's not the case. You know that's not the case.
Yeah.
So she had to see them. She had to see them, and get in her mind that whatever they was doing to her, not doing physically to her, but whatever they was doing in her mind, it was wrong to her, and she had to put a stop to it.
No matter how legit we are, no matter how upscale we look, just the fact that we are who we are, certain places
you have to deal with that bullshit.
That ain't right. That's not right.
I'm so glad you said that, Kenny, because to see them, to see that brother and his wife, they were decent. They were not rough looking. Nothing about them said,
They didn't fit the profile, man. They was different.
They did not fit that. Not that there is one, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to say that.
But they were not that type. Trust me. They were not that type. You know? And 2019. Now, that's our president right there. That president, our president has made that the norm. That's what I was saying. He has made that okay. He had made that lady who probably felt like that all her damn life feel like ain't nobody going to say nothing to me because the president and the White House feel the same damn way I do. I'm telling you.
That's
all over the country. That's not just Mississippi. That's everywhere.
That's them feelings that they suppressed, and now's the time to let those feelings out again. You don't have to hide no more. You can come out and say and do stuff like that now. And that's what Trump has emboldened them to do.
Just like the last time we discussed that woman who got shot, remember, by that cop in that project, and she said, I'm pregnant. Y'all ain't heard another story about that. And I said that. I said this is gonna go away. Like it ain't never happened before. When was the follow up story to that? This is just becomes the norm. It happens and so what? That's the end of it. Ain't no follow-up story about that chick, woman, who was saying I'm pregnant, and this guy busted a cop, shot her, right? That's over with. That's what happens with these stories. This is the Trump era that we're living in. They put them out there, and that's it. You hear nothing more about it. Nothing's done. I'm telling you, I don't see how 4 years of the next president could bring this back to normal. I pray, like everybody, all of us, that it does. But I'm telling you, it's scary to me. I got to say it. It's very scary to me. It's very scary for me for having a son. I have to explain this shit to. I have to say to my son, all white people ain't bad. So don't feel like that. You know, come on, I don't want to have to tell him that. But some of them devils are bad. I got to tell him the truth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's keep it real.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to tell your son or your child that any group of people are good or bad. You know, you judge them on their own. You know, on their own merit.
And that's the best thing that I have to tell my son. But I have to warn him that some of these people are just like what you see. That's real. That's real in the field. As much as I tell you that these people are okay, this is there, and it's even more prevalent now. That's what I have to say to him. That's some crazy shit that you have to say to your child. Come on, now,
again,
that ain't normal about that.
You think about saying that to your child as we begin to wrap this show up. And think about having to tell your child as they get into history and social sciences and shit. When they start learning about the political structure of this nation, that it was a time when the president was thought to be a double agent. Think about some shit like that when you think about shit you got to tell your child. Because that's the times that we live in right now. That's the times we live in. And again, I say thought to be an agent. Me personally, I don't think he's no goddamn agent with like no James Bond type shit. I just personally believe that, again, because of pre-President Trump business dealings, He wasn't letting that shit go.
He's been compromised.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's definitely been compromised. But I'm just saying, I don't think that he's, like, grew up in Russia, you know, born and got an allegiance to Russia. I think they gave that man money when he needed it, when nobody else would. So you know his profile. He got
he
got allegiance.
You know where his loyalty,
yeah, loyalty.
You know where his loyalties lie.
If he got loyalty to you, I guess that's a nice motherfucker to have on your side, man. Let's call it what it is. If he got, you know, if the Trump is loyal to you, look here, he rigging a whole nation to pull off some shit that he wanted to do. So if he loyal to you and he tell you I got you right now, I guess you can go with that because he delivers. They gonna catch his ass, but right now he delivering like a motherfucker. You know?
And I think another thing that set it off because Obama didn't pay Putin no damn mind. Obama straight dissed Putin. Obama wouldn't even shake his hand at a couple of points. You know that. Yo, look that up. Obama would straight diss him. There was times when Obama wouldn't even look at him when he was talking because Obama didn't treat him like he was nobody. And I guess Trump is showing that he's trying to show the total opposite. Now
and
check
that's
that
what
out.
He wanted. That's what
and
he
Hillary
wanted.
And Hillary couldn't stand him because she was his defense. What was her title again? She was
the defense secretary.
And they couldn't stand each other. So there was no love lost there.
Hey, but think about this though. With all the shit they put out there on Hillary, and don't get me wrong, Bill was the man. In fact, when Bill was the man, Hillary was really the power behind Bill. But I think Hillary lost her edge as years went on. But I still would have rather seen her president over Trump. But here's the question. They've drug her ass through the mud over some damn emails on a secure line. Now, I got to ask you. Would you rather have somebody sending some emails on a secure line or somebody who has private meetings with the big guy in Russia? I'm just saying, if you got to choose the lesser of two evils, what the fuck would you choose?
They're doing the very thing they're accusing her of. Ivanka and all of them doing that right now anyway.
All of them.
They're doing that, the email stuff on secure lines. They're doing that.
And before it was those emails, but remember it was that the Benghazi incident that happened?
Yeah, right. Right.
Remember that? And then
even before that, it was that Whitewater thing.
You see, they just look for anything, you know what I mean? And all of those were proven not true. I mean, I didn't see the Benghazi one.
All that
many times did they investigate that?
Listen.
They just kept investigating it and they never found anything.
Never.
You take all that bullshit and roll all that shit up in a cigar leaf. None of that shit together is worse than possible collusion with the Russians. I'm sorry. Fuck that.
And
everybody's hands is dirty.
He done did everything else. I guess he said, we done threw everything else at Hillary. I got to go next to the Russians. I guess that's what he did. Look at it. They done threw everything at that woman.
Isn't Barr investigating pretty much the FBI and all his enemies?
Probably so.
They just not gonna go away. No, that's not what's gonna happen. But the only thing I like to, if I was to give the president, it's too late now. Any advice? I'd probably say to him, all the time you spent on trying to be slick and circumvent the system, if you had spent that time learning to be a damn president, maybe we wouldn't be so messed up right now. Because, you know, you wanted to be slick, and then again, you're not a proven good businessman. So your losses that you suffered with Trump Industries, you just quadrupled that for the nation.
You see, that's the thing now. He got a new business. Now if you want to do business with me, I can be bought. Because there's two things real quick. One, he just sold Saudi Arabia some military equipment. And normally you would have to go through Congress, and he just bypassed them and sold
I know. I heard about
weapons.
That.
Wow.
And
wow.
two,
and, that,
they
and,
you,
and that's unheard of. He wasn't supposed to do that either.
Wow.
And two, they asked, what's his name, Senator Ronald McConnell or McDonnell? They asked him if a Supreme Court justice died between now and the election, what would he do? Well, and he said, fill the seat with a smirk on his face.
It's insane.
But meanwhile, when Obama appointed somebody, he never gave the guy a hearing. He held that open until the Republican got in office.
And that was another thing that was unheard of, what they did to Obama with that judge seat.
Yeah, not letting him fill that seat.
Yeah, that
hey,
was unheard
listen,
of.
Folks, this is going to bring our podcast to a close this evening. It's that time. Again, the attic, we took a talk. Let's talk a stroll. I'm sorry. We talked a stroll down Pennsylvania Avenue to give you an urban look on what we think is going on in the White House right now. And again, you listen to what we said and do a little research on your own, and you'll find out some of this shit is funny, but it's all real. Hey, good night,
right.
Cass. See you next
good night.
Week. Good night.
Let's pray it's not the new norm. Let's pray it's not the new norm.